The Police Minister, Stuart Nash, has defended the police decision not to attempt a whakare rescue last night and says he's confident authorities did everything they could. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The scale of this tragedy is devastating.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, once again fronting the country to speak to unspeakable tragedy.
I say to those who have lost and grieve, you are forever linked to our nation, and we will hold you close.
After a night and day on the ground in Whakatane, the PM has returned to Parliament, but her focus very much still on Whakaari White Island. While away, she spoke to those first on the scene, the helicopter pilots who flew into danger to help the wounded. The choppers and nearby boats helped get 31 people off the island alive.
I have no doubt that they saved lives at great risk to their own personal safety.
But some are now asking whether more could or should have been done. The police opted not to mount a rescue operation in the immediate aftermath and have yet to visit the island. They say they've been advised it's too unsafe, that the volcano may erupt again at any moment. The 8 people still unaccounted for are now believed dead. The brother of one of those victims today criticised the police response, saying he'd had little communication with authorities and it seemed decisions were being made in Wellington rather than in consultation with local experts. He says it reminds him of the Pike River disaster, in which 9 years on, the bodies of the 29 dead have still yet to be recovered.
No, I think it's very unfair.
The Police Minister, Stuart Nash, has defended the emergency services. He says they're doing everything they can to recover the bodies of those still on the island.
An extremely dangerous situation, volatile situation. They had no idea what they were dealing with, and what they're doing is they're waiting for the right scientific and technical information before they can actually even think about going onto the island.
I spoke personally to one of the helicopter operators who was on the island in the immediate aftermath. He confirmed again that tragically, everyone who was alive and survived was taken off the island.
A natural hazard expert from the University of Canterbury is also defending the response. Professor Tom Wilson says police were right to stop choppers heading back after the initial rescue.
Often when we have eruptions like this, further eruptions can occur, so systems can be very unstable, and the GNS volcanologists will be looking at what has happened to that volcanic system and what's happening.
Nationals leader Simon Bridges says it's understandable that the families of the victims will have questions about the police response. But those questions, he says, are for another day.
I'm not on the ground. There's always two sides to every story. I mean, it does seem at first blush very reasonable what the police are saying about the issues of going on, the advice that they've had. But I think you'd add that into the list of questions, effectively, that they will be following this.
Those questions will likely be considered in some form of inquiry, though the details of what exactly that might look like have yet to be decided. Like Mr. Bridges, Ms. Ardern says today the focus is on the recovery and supporting those who have lost friends and family. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.